Hey! You guys had shirts on when you came in here.
Well, something happened to him, man.
Come on, Spicoli, just put the shirts back on. You see that sign?
No shirt, no shoes,
no dice!
Right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
Whoa. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 207, Sweating Our Balls Off edition. I am GBD here in sweltering Tokyo, Japan. And Wombat, are you in sweltering New York?
Well, I just turned off the air conditioner like half a second ago, so it's not that bad yet.
But it's hot.
It's hot outside, yeah.
Right.
I was a little chafy after walking the dog.
Right. You need to powder up.
You're right.
Powder down, I mean.
Powder something.
Right. And Shipwreck, how much powder are you wearing right now?
I have it under my arms and between my legs.
Right. So
just the right amount.
Are you going to be baking a loaf of bread down there?
I hope to. I mean, we have like an hour and a half to kill, so might as well.
He has powder, not a yeast infection.
Oh. I thought he might use flour instead. Redheads, I don't know. They use weird products.
That is true.
Anyway.
It's hot here, though.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really hot. It rained for like 15 minutes today really hard, and that just made it hotter.
I know. I look at like the weather. You know, I always check New York and L.A. because L.A. is always nice, and New York, I just want to see what it's like where I used to live. And it seems like New York has just been ridiculously hot ever since I left, you know, in the summertime. Always in the 90s every day.
Well, July was the second hottest July in the history of them tracking weather.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn hot.
It's so, people don't really understand how gross it gets in Manhattan, too, because you have so many cars just in this concentrated area. And, you know, you're walking on the sidewalk. It's really just right next to all the cars when you're crossing the street. It's just
I don't think what you really can describe, and I get it every morning, and every morning it shocks me. I walk out of Penn Station onto the sidewalk, and that smell hits you.
Right.
The smell of... I've pissed on myself in the heat, bum.
And gas combined with gasoline.
Oh, it's just the grossest stench.
Yeah, it's
you've ever smelt in your entire life.
No, I remember when I went back to Manhattan for the first time after living here, it just smelled. It smelled mostly like the car exhaust.
Give you an idea of how bad it smells in Manhattan. There was something that happened in New Jersey that caused the air of Manhattan to smell like maple syrup.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah. And it made national headlines. New York City smells good. Film at 11.
Right, for the first time ever.
First time ever. Since the dinosaurs.
It's just like I'm walking, you know, I dropped Ty off at daycare and I walk. I take in the morning we take a cab, all of us together, because it's pretty close, but it's so hot that, you know, my wife and Ty, they go to the same building in the morning. That's where the daycare is. So I just decide to go with them just to be nice and help out. And, you know, it's fun too. But I walk home by myself and it's like a 20-minute walk. And in this, the sun is just so strong already, even at like 9 o'clock in the morning, that I have to find the shadiest route home. Otherwise, I'll just burst into flames. I'll just melt. But I did have a very good omen today. And that as we were in the taxi on the way to work and daycare, I saw this attractive young woman, and she was wearing a skirt, and whoops, a little gust of wind came, and I got to see some nice white
and
panties.
And so did Chibi.
No. And she wasn't underage. I just want to point that out.
Excellent. How's your fever doing, Shipwreck?
My fever?
Yeah, that TO fever you've had all week.
Wow, that was really reaching there.
I know, but I'm trying to include you.
Well, okay.
Well, you could tell us about any panties that you've seen recently.
I folded some the other day. That was pretty exciting.
Living the life.
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk about TO later.
Okay.
Okay.
I played some Madden today. So
oh, okay. That's right. Okay, yeah, cool. We'll get to TO later.
I played the Madden demo, too, so we can talk about that. Let's do a little. We didn't do a show last week. Wombat, your computer broke, but now it's fixed, correct?
Yeah, I could talk a little bit about my trip to the Apple Store.
Yes.
So I made Apple. An appointment like every other, you know, like you're supposed to.
The Genius Bar, right?
The Genius Bar. My wife, we used my wife's computer, went online, made an appointment for, I think it was 10:40 on Saturday at the Genius Bar. My computer's still under warranty. I made an appointment. It even told me my computer was still under warranty when I entered in the information. I go to the Apple Store at like, I don't know, maybe 10:25, 10:30. I go up. I check myself in. The lady says, thanks a lot. We'll call you when, you know, we'll probably be ready by 10:40. So, you know, don't go anywhere and we'll bring you up. And I'm like, great. As the clock got closer to 10:40, I walk back up to the front and I see my name is number one on the list and I'm the next person to go. So I'm just kind of standing there hanging out. And as I'm waiting for me to literally walk up, some guy who's at the mall wearing nothing but a really short bathing suit, flip-flops, and a dirty t-shirt walks up and goes, I'm here for my appointment. And the lady, you know, asks him for his name and she goes, your appointment was an hour and 20 minutes ago. We have to reschedule you. And the guy goes, no, I'm here for my appointment. And starts arguing with the lady like he's, owed this appointment from an hour and 20 minutes ago, even though he's just getting there now. And of course, that gives him the right to cut me in line.
Oh.
And luckily, the lady wasn't having any of it. And I got
no, they don't mess around at the Apple Store.
No, but I don't understand. I don't understand people like that at all, to be perfectly honest. And I go up and they look at my computer and they plug in the thing to make sure, see if it was a hardware issue or a software issue. And it was a hardware issue. And they had a new, basically, they replaced the keyboard and the mouse on the little mouse pad thing on the trackpad on my MacBook. And they had it in stock. It took them about a half hour to fix it. I went and I picked it up. As I go to pick it up, there's a woman in front of me online who was also an hour late for her appointment.
What's wrong with
people? Trying to argue her way in. And I'm like, I just need to tell the lady I'm here to, they called me. I just need to tell her I need to pick up my thing and go. And then you can continue to argue. I need 2 minutes.
People, I don't know. People are jerk-offs, basically. That's what it comes down to.
It's like they have a setup. You plug in the time you want. Right. And then they send you an email telling you what time it is. So you have two. You choose the time, and then they remind you of the time. It's really not that hard.
Right.
But whatever. I have my computer, and it works.
Did you buy anything else while you were there?
No, I looked around. It was tempting, but no.
Super programmer John, like, can't go to an Apple store because he always walks out with something that he didn't intend to purchase. And he can't understand. Like, I'll tell him, like, oh, I went to the Apple store today. And he'd be like, well, what'd you buy? I'm like, no, I didn't buy anything. He's like, I don't understand how you do it.
But I'm glad I got the extended warranty on this thing.
Yeah, that's always for the expensive things from Apple. Like, if you buy an iMac or a MacBook, it's probably a good idea. But it's sort of like, it's like $200, right, for the extended warranty or something?
Honestly, at this point, I mean, yeah. I bought this computer when this version just came out. So I think it was, April 2008?
Right.
It's now August 2010. Makes it a 3-year warranty,
I
think.
Anyway, I'm glad it worked out. They released they're selling new iMacs now, quad core and solid state drives and... I don't know. My iMac's only 2 years.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, my iMac's only 2 years old, so it's sort of hard to justify getting rid of this one. But I want it.
You can do it. I think you can justify it somehow.
I can?
Sure.
How?
Tax write-off.
Sure, yes.
But what do I do with this one?
You donate it to charity, and that's another tax write-off.
Interesting. Interesting theory.
You could donate it to Ty's school. And then buy the new one, and you can write off both on your taxes, one as a charitable expense and the other one as a business expense. So you're actually you'll probably wind up saving more money than
you're
actually
spending.
I'll make money,
I think I'll make money on that.
You would actually turn a profit in that scenario.
Awesome. And I'll look like a hero.
And you'll be, and you'll seem like a better person.
Okay. Well, let's do a little show feedback. Actually, this one, I thought I had something on you, Wombat. I was all excited for a second and then it sort of blew up in my face a little bit. But, a guy wrote me and basically said that he thought that he ran into you at an EA event, at the EA event in New York. He was working there and he thought that you blew him off. He said, oh, you're Wombat. Nice to meet you. And the guy was just like, totally blew him off. He's like, I'm not Wombat. But he was really sure that it was you, and he heard that you were there. But I guess it turns out that you weren't, that it wasn't him. I told him, I wrote him back, actually. I said, look, if there's one thing I know about Wombat, is that if you approach him and say, give him any recognition whatsoever, he'll be ecstatic. And he may
I love the people.
Of course. I mean, everybody likes it. So I was pretty sure that it wasn't you. I wrote him back. I was like, I'm pretty sure that wasn't Wombat, because he probably would have like bought you lunch. And you were lonely there too, probably.
I was. I didn't, because I went at like an off time. I went at, you know, after six. So right. They were kind of closing up shop and I was pretty much alone. And yeah, it wasn't like the most fun event I'd ever been to. Everyone I know in Manhattan was, you know, had been there in the afternoon. I know because they all told me.
Right.
Hey, we're all going now, everybody, from all the fun outlets that you know, and we're not joining you, jerk.
Right.
So.
I had a guy run into me in Shibuya. He's like, do I know you from the internet? And I said,
nice.
Maybe. He said, yeah, I liked your Windows 7 Whopper video. It was actually good because we were going out for, it was like a big group of us. We were going out, N-Guy Kroll, you know N-Guy?
Yeah, we hung out with him in E3.
Oh, right. Yes. That's right. So he was in town for something, and we were all going out for drinks, and that's when this guy came up to me. So I was like, you know, felt like a nerdy rock star. Except
you are, in your own way, a nerdy rock star.
Except it was a guy.
Nah, good enough.
Yeah, I need some hot chicks coming up to me.
Don't we all?
Showing me their panties.
No, not really. Yeah? I thought that happened to you today.
I know. Well, I was in a car driving by.
Oh, you were in a car?
Yeah. That's okay. I got a good look. They were white and they were nice. I could appreciate it. Trust me, I was paying attention. All right, let's move on with the show, if that's okay with you.
If you can't tell, there's not a lot of news or video game stuff.
It's the summertime, you know. Yeah. The living is easy, right? Something like that. So we'll move right.
I'm not even justifying that with a response.
let's move into the new releases then. There's probably a lot of really exciting new releases to get to.
Oh, boy, are there. In retail this week, there is Disney Sing It Family Hits.
Nope.
Yep.
Not singing it.
Really? You're not going to get that for Ty or anything?
He doesn't know. I don't think he's ever seen a Disney movie. He's seen
Pixar.
There's
Toy Story on there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh. He would like it, actually. I have the microphones already.
Does he watch the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse on Disney or any of those shows?
No, but he just started. He just watched the movie Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs for the first time.
Oh, that's a good movie.
It is actually a very good movie. It's funny.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's pretty cute, clever. And Mr. T is in it, and it was really good to see Mr. T getting some work.
Yeah, he doesn't play Mr. T.
But he did a great job, I thought.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I actually I looked up on an Internet Movie Database to see when his last job was before that movie, and it was like 7 years prior or something. But so it was really good to see him getting a job. But that's a good movie. He does like Ty does like the Beatles game, Beatles Rock Band. So maybe he'd like that.
Yeah, he might like we does. Saw this. We at least watched a little bit of it at E3. Wombat and I did, and it does have like clips from the movies and everything playing in the background. So.
Oh.
It looks like a quality product. It's just not for me per se. But
I need to see what the track listing is. That's important. Does it have a whole new world
on there? There is Aladdin on the cover, so I'm sure.
So
it
I'm going to say, yeah, it probably has a whole new world and Under the Sea, and
looks like it has a Hakuna Matata.
Yeah,
right. I like it.
When I was in college, the year we won Greek Sing, we did the Little Mermaid.
That's great.
Yep, I just felt like sharing.
Awesome.
Also out this week, that's pretty much it for retail, but on the downloadables, that HD remix or remake of Earthworm Jim came out for PlayStation 3. That came out a while ago for Xbox Live Arcade. It's okay. I mean, it's Earthworm Jim. Mm-hmm. And then I guess the big release this week is the Summer of Arcade title, Castlevania Harmony of Despair.
Oh, right, and, right, yeah.
That game's terrible.
Terrible?
Are we going to talk about that now? I didn't know we were talking about that now.
Yeah, we'll hit that now because it's in the new releases. That's not a game.
No, it's
junk. That is a Castlevania chat room with a little bit of interaction.
That's junk. Junk, junk, junk.
It is bad.
Buyer beware.
I watched the video review on GameSpot, And the guy, I mean, they gave it, I think, a 7.5, and the guy seemed to like it, and it looked kind of okay. Like,
it looks like it has a ton of potential, but it falls apart in the poor user interface, the slow movement of the characters, the gooey controls. That's how I would describe it. The control, it's like the whole game takes place in jelly.
That's kind of true of most 2D Castlevania games of this style, though.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the DS Castlevania games.
Well, this is all the reused sprites from those in the Game Boy Advance games, so you should be right at home.
But it doesn't work.
No,
it just doesn't work. It's
you played
not a
multiplayer
good game.
Too, because I read that.
No, I only played this single player.
With six players just before we did the show tonight.
Oh,
and it's a mess. It's just. I thought since the map has different ways you can go and everything that people would start in different locations and you try to like help each other to get through by opening up doors. Cause there's like switches and levers and everything that lets you take different paths. Cause you're all trying to get to the boss. That's the whole point of the game is
and there's a time
get to this
limit.
Boss and kill him. There's a 30-minute time limit on each level. There's six levels. So at most this game could take you 3 hours. But we were beating levels in like 10 minutes because I was playing, I've only put a little bit of the game like on solo because single player, it's nearly impossible to play.
Which but, is how so I played it, first time, and I just didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it in multiplayer either. I just felt like I was trailing behind everybody as they were running as fast as they could to the boss. I was standing on switches, hoping somebody else would stand on a switch because there was like a chest there.
Right.
And people would just keep on like running by me and not paying attention and... It's just not very fun. Like you get to the boss and then everybody whacks on the boss for a little while and then you succeed. Mm. And there's a loot system and everything, but I just don't see a point in wanting to get the loot when the game is just, it's so bare bones.
Wow.
Like $15, really? $15 for this?
Yikes.
It's bad. Like I was really surprised that this is all this game is.
Because you think it wouldn't be that hard to make like at least a fun Castlevania game, especially with multiplayer.
They could have re-released one of the DS games, and it would be better than this. Any one of them. Any one of the DS games. Didn't even have to change anything. Just port it to the Xbox. Make it a little HD, a little touched-up graphics, and that would be worth $15. This is not.
Damn. Well, that sucks.
Yeah, I don't see how like this is worth it for many people at all. Like if you're going to play it solo, you got to have like some really hard resolve to keep sticking with this game because
you got to grind a lot, right?
Well, it's just cheap the way it does it. Like I got on my second time playing the game, I got all the way to the end boss of the first level without getting hit. Had full health. I'm sitting there hitting on the boss. Boss's health is... Well, there's no health bar, so I'm just assuming the boss's health is going down because numbers are flying off of him.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to a point, and then all of a sudden the floor collapses, and we go falling down through. And it puts me in a room with, like, 12 enemies. I land on top of, like, 12 enemies and a boss, and I can't dodge it. It just takes away, like, half of my health once I get down there. And so then I'm fighting off, and I've killed all these things finally... And then I'm whacking on the boss some more, and then I die, and then I have to start all over again.
Say whacking on the boss a few more times.
Whacking on the boss. That's what this game is.
Whacking
get,
on the boss?
You get some fellows together, and you whack on the boss.
Right. Well, I'm disappointed, because I was sort of interested in this game. I was sort of interested in a lot of the Summer of Arcade games. But,
Summer of Arcade. We'll get to it a little later, but
okay.
Not so hot so far.
Okay, so it's not a great summer.
No.
All right. Anything else?
A cool
that is
summer
it for new releases.
All right. Let's move on to some shopping, some deals, shopping news, CAG news. This happened while we were on hiatus. This happened while we were gone, and I wanted to talk about it a little bit. GameStop bought this website, Kongregate.
With a K.
With a K. That means it's, you know, it's Web 2.0.
Russian.
It's Russian or Russian.
A communist. Yeah, that's what I was going to go with.
It's basically a, it's just a, it's a, what would you call that? A flash game arcade, right? An online flash game arcade. And to me, like, it seemed like a really weird purchase for them. Because that's all you do there is you go to the site and you play flash games. And if I'm GameStop, I'm thinking, I'm not really concerned about where people are going to play, like, their Bejeweled or whatever. I don't even know what games are on there. Oh, that's the game. Didn't they have
Dolphin Olympics?
Dolphin Olympics and the, you have to burn the rope, right?
Isn't I think that? So.
And oops, I, and, or, isn't there a game about shitting your pants, too?
Yeah, oops, I pooped my pants, or don't poop your pants.
Don't shit your pants.
Don't shit your pants. Now, those are great games. But for GameStop, like, wouldn't you be more concerned about Steam and Direct to Drive and all these digital distribution stores that are just growing and growing? I mean, mostly Steam. I don't see, like, how this helps them. And they've, you know, of course, they put out the press release and they explain something how it's a good deal for them. But boy, like, I don't know. I'd be saving that money.
Is Steam really a competitor of GameStop? I mean, GameStop sells like 3 PC games.
I don't know that they sell 3 PC games. Well, yeah, now they do because Steam is so popular.
I was going to say, but they're still making money. I mean, GameStop sells mostly, I would say probably, if I had to guess, 90%. That's a low estimate. 90% of their sales are in console games.
Well, most of their money comes from used console games.
Yeah, so how does Steam really affect that?
Because Steam is building a huge... Look, Steam's building a huge following of people who are getting used to buying games digitally.
On and the maybe, PC. But okay. who isn't a GameStop consumer?
But maybe in a couple years, they're gonna have console stuff on there. They've got this... And it's not just the store. It's not just the store. The reason why... You know, one of the things people like about Steam is the whole community aspect to it.
Well, that's, you could say the same thing. That's the community aspect is something that the console makers would have to work on, not necessarily those selling the consoles. That's a Microsoft, Sony thing, not a GameStop thing.
I'm just telling you that Steam is gaining power.
I'm not saying that Steam isn't powerful. Let's
look at the Alexa ranks.
No, you're not. That's not what we're talking about.
I understand. I got you. I understand.
I'm not saying that Steam isn't a juggernaut and that Steam isn't great and Steam isn't worth all the recognition it gets. I'm saying that Steam and GameStop are not competitors because they don't target the same audience.
Well, I'm looking on GameStop.com. The number one thing on here is a PC game.
It's StarCraft 2.
Well, come on.
That doesn't count.
Well, and they don't sell it on Steam.
Yeah. So... There you go.
All right. Well, I'm just saying GameStop is a retailer and Steam is a retailer and they both sell games. So I'd say they have more things in common.
No,
than
I
not.
Don't know about that.
And meanwhile, I mean, you look at the Alexa ranks.
It's like comparing
ranks,
the supermarket to McDonald's.
The Alexa ranks of GameStop.com and Steam are basically neck and neck.
Exactly, because they both cater to different audiences. There's room in the market for both of them. They're not really direct competitors. It's like Cogswell Cogs and Spacely Sprockets.
All right.
They're not really direct competitors.
I would say that they are direct competitors.
I'm
I thought they
say
were.
They were what? Absolutely direct competitors. Didn't you even watch the show?
No, well, see, that's the joke. Don't you get it?
But you're using a joke to disprove your theory.
Well, no, a cog and a sprocket can't work without the other.
All right.
That you didn't know that?
I'm done
Shipwreck
with this
knows that. He's an engineer.
Congratulations. You've successfully sucked the life out of me. Congratulations.
That's what I do.
Moving on with some... Let's do some deals. A couple deals that people may want to pay attention to. Amazon is selling this Final Fantasy bundle. It's the 250 gigabyte, the old Xbox 360 that comes with Final Fantasy 13. It comes with the faceplate. It comes with UFC Undisputed 2010, and it comes with BioShock 2, and it's $300. So
that's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not maybe ideal because it's the older system, but you know, you could basically unload, if you're not interested in the games even, you could sell those games on eBay and probably do okay and have get yourself a cheap console or cheap, you know, with 250 gigabytes of space. So not bad. What else? I'll give you some CAG news. Super Programmer John is, well, one of the things that he's working on is a price browser. I've mentioned it before, where it's basically like a way that you can browse all the retailers at the same time and filter all the products and, you know, really any way you want to do it. And we're also adding the iTunes apps to this as well. So we sort of have to get that stuff going first. So right now he's working on the App Store integration. So if there's a couple of other like app sites out there, which, you know, they'll tell every day, they'll tell you, you know, what games have dropped in price, what game, you know, what stuff is free now. So we're going to have all that stuff, you know, with our price tracker, and that should be ready fairly soon, I think, because he's already been importing all the titles, and there's a lot of apps out there. It's like 230,000 apps or something like that. So it's taken a while to import them, but I'm pretty excited about that. Actually, I'm curious to see if people will actually use it. I know I'll use it. I like apps.
I do too.
Yeah, you need an iPad.
I like mozzarella sticks.
Right.
And potato skins.
Right. You need apps, Wombat.
I do.
I want to remind everybody that we're still giving away $10,000 in GameStop gift cards. Just go to the contest section on CAG and get in on that. I think it's time I post that on the front page again. It's been a while since I reminded people. And time is running out for the GameStop Power Saver sale. I believe it ends on Sunday. And there's a lot of good deals there, so you're going to want to check that out before Sunday, before those cheap deals get away on new and used games. So it's a lot of titles. You're going to want to check that out. And what else?
GoDaddy?
What contest
we can do? I have a code for Family Feud on PSN.
Ba-dum-bum.
That is it.
We played a Family Feud together the other day.
We did. I think we split, didn't we?
We did.
We each won a game.
I was tag teamed by Mr. and Mrs. Shipwreck. But I still managed to win one. Yeah, I still managed to win one, though.
Well, when you're tag teamed by Mr. and Mrs. Shipwreck, you win.
Everybody wins.
Exactly.
It's not Everybody a bad game of Family Feud.
No, I like it.
The problem is that it's Family Feud.
Why is that a problem?
Well, it's just like how many... You're gonna play one game, and then you're like, all right, I had enough for now. That's not a bad thing, necessarily.
That's not a bad thing, either. That way you don't get repeat questions, either.
I think I'd like to see a good version of Price is Right, maybe.
Well, that same company made Price is Right, but I don't know if it was
bad
good or not.
I think it was bad.
Okay. Well, we need to come up with a contest for this.
All right.
Top five answers on the board.
For
I don't
what?
Know.
For what? Top five answers for what?
We need
what?
A survey.
Survey says...
I don't know what to do. Just post in the thread. Post a comment in the thread and you'll get
it. Somebody says post a comment in the thread.
Show me comment in the thread. All right, Shipwreck family, it's your chance to steal.
How about comment in the thread?
Turkey.
Yeah, it's fun. How about our friends at GoDaddy.com hooking us up with some coupon codes for your domain registration and web hosting needs? 10% off any order, coupon code CAG10, $5 off $30 order, CAG5 off $30, and $7.49 domain registrations, CAG domain. I know I got a message on Twitter from Lickchan who said that he used the coupons and registered a domain.
What was it?
Thank you. Cool. I don't know. I was going to make up a domain name that was disparaging you, Wombat, but I just decided not to.
You're a good man.
All right. Let's move on to some multi-platforming Wombat's news and stuff. I see a big list of games that Shipwreck has been playing.
Yeah, that's the problem when we go 2 weeks. That gives me a lot of time.
But I played some
of
these games too, so it's okay.
Did you play Clash of the Titans?
I saw the movie, the original movie.
No one's played Clash of the Titans.
I played Clash of the Titans.
How cool would a game be based on the original movie with like stop motion style, like villains that you fight?
That'd be cool. Yeah, and when like when the villagers are running away from the Kraken, and you can like their togas blow up, and you can see their gym shorts underneath.
That would be awesome.
That would be cool.
That movie's the shit.
It's awesome.
It is a good movie. The owl from that movie is in this game.
Oh, really?
Bebo? That's how you save.
Bebo, right?
Bubo?
Bobo?
Fubar, I think.
Fubar.
Yeah, what's his name? Now I'm all... I gotta look that up.
Okay, while you look that up, I'll talk about Clash of the Titans a little bit. That's not a very good game either. I'm on a streak here, but...
Bubbo. Bubbo. B-U-B-O.
I think it's Bubo.
Bubo, okay.
Bubo.
I just spent 14 hours with him, so I'm pretty sure it's Bubo, but I'm not.
Why would you do that to yourself?
It's got loot, and it wasn't like it was so terrible that I couldn't play it. It's just very average. It's made by the same people who made Genji and Folklore, and it's kind of that same. No.
Wow.
That's who it's made by. It's Game Republic. It's made by a Japanese company, which is odd.
That is odd. That's why I was surprised.
Yeah, and it's very Japanese in the sense that all the maps are kind of flat, and you just kind of like, you go into a map and you beat up some enemies, and then you have a couple different exits that you just kind of like walk towards, and then it like fades out, and then you load the next area. So it's similar to kind of like how Folklore was a little bit.
Hmm.
But it's got a combo system, and you... The problem with it is the combo system works okay. It's not great, but it's like light and heavy attacks, whatever. But then you have these secondary weapons, which is where the game like really tries to stand out, because you steal all these secondary weapons from your enemies, and there's 80 of these things, and they're all upgradable. But the problem is, to steal them, you have to wear down the enemies until they start flashing orange, and then you do a quick time event, which if you're successful, you steal their weapon. But then you pretty much have to do a quick time event to kill everybody in the entire game, because that's also how you upgrade the weapons that you steal.
Oh, so annoying. So many quick time events.
So many quick time events. But the best part about it is you can hit any button you want during the quick time events.
What?
It's just like when this purple circle comes on the screen, you just hit the button and then you win.
Wow. It sounds like the developers were really lazy. They didn't even want to put in like random button.
Like, you can do better at the quick time event, like if you match up the purple circle as it gets smaller to other rings on the screen. But there's no real reason that I could find to actually put the effort into that, except to get a couple of achievements. But it's just, it's a very lazy game. That's a good way to put it. It's not terrible, but it's not.
Meanwhile, I just, while I was Googling for the owl, I just came across this really cool statue that you can buy. Of the owl. Here, I just put it in the chat window in Skype.
I had to see it.
That's pretty sweet, actually. Is it from the new movie, the old movie?
I think he looks the same in both movies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he looks pretty cool. I want that. You see that?
That looks like the old movie one. Yeah, that's pretty badass.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. It's 7 inches. It's limited edition, 500 pieces, so it's and it says it's gone. Okay.
It is gone, not for sale. They are not getting any more.
Nope. Okay. Oh, well. I'll make my own out of tinfoil and paper mache.
They only made 500 of them.
How could that be? Why would they even bother? Unless they're charging like $2,000 for them. All right. What do we got next besides... So you enjoyed Clash of the Titans a lot? Would you recommend?
Oh, yeah. I highly recommend it to everyone that feels like wasting 14 hours of their life.
Did you get a lot of achievement points at least?
I think I got somewhere around 500. Like a lot of the achievements would require you, after you beat the game, all these challenge, like I think I beat the game and I was like 60% done with the game.
Right.
Because there's all these optional challenge quests where they're just the same exact thing. And the best thing about the level design is that it branches off into like three different entrances and exits just about everywhere, but there's no clue as to which direction is the right way to go. So you just head off into a direction and then you just keep going that way for a long time and then you find out that's not the way you're supposed to go.
You hit a wall or something.
Yeah, like, and then you have to go back and kind of guess which way you've been or not until you finally hit a cutscene and you realize that you went the right way.
Right.
And you keep getting thrown back into the same environments over and over again. Like all the missions take place in the same type of environment.
I didn't think Genji was that bad. I thought Genji got a bad rap because of the whole, the whole press conference thing, but this sounds kind of bad.
Yeah, it is.
All right, what else?
What's good is Blaze Blue Continuum Shift. I like that game a lot. That's the kind of Super Street Fighter 4 version of Blaze Blue.
You almost convinced me to buy it.
Almost? What do I have to do to convince you to buy it?
Come over and play it for me.
Why do I have to come over and play it?
I don't know.
It has like it has training in it. Doesn't it have like really good
It's got a really extensive stuff? Yeah, tutorials and
is
everything.
Is it boring like the Street Fighter training? Because I was excited about that until I tried it and it was kind of lame.
Well, I mean, it's tutorials, so it's kind of boring, but at the same time, like it tells you how to do something and then it has you do it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And then they get to like the 6-hit combo that I can't do and then I'm stuck.
Yeah, it's the same type of thing.
Sweet. Sign me up.
It's a good game. I have to go buy it because I had to send back my review copy of it.
You're kidding.
So, no, I got a pre-release version of it. And so Axis is a very small company, and so they don't send out retail versions of their games for review very often.
And you have to send it back.
Yeah, it's actually like a disc that says property of Microsoft on it and everything. It's,
you can't just
it's called
destroy
a green
it?
Disc. No, they'll send it out to other people to review.
Oh. You should destroy it anyway and send it back.
Yeah, I have a green disc for some game around here somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I have a few that, if they don't request them back, I don't send them back. But right. If they request them, I'm going to send it back. Right. So I really like Blaze Blue. It's $40. I think it's like $36.99 on Amazon or whatever.
And definitely, there's a downloadable character that's like $6, though, isn't there?
There is. It's like $7, which
oh
that kind
God.
Of that kind yeah. of sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Why would they do that? I guess they figure like those super hardcore people are going to buy it no matter how much they charge, and everybody else probably won't even buy the game, so they might as well just make
right.
It as
I guess
possible.
That's the theory. I mean, they've already. I know that there's a couple more characters coming as well. So
save your money, kids. Don't eat for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I don't. It's a full featured game on its own. Like, there's a lot of content in there. So even if you don't feel like buying the extra characters,
right. All right.
She is a squirrel girl, though.
Oh.
So that's pretty tempting.
Hmm.
I also got in, today I got Madden NFL 11 in.
Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum.
2011, whatever they call it.
How is yes. it? How is
I
it?
I played the demo.
I didn't ask you.
Did you hear the a bunch in the demo?
What, a bird falling out of a tree?
The Old Spice.
Oh. No, I didn't hear it at all.
Every time you get in within the red zone, the Old Spice whistle comes up.
No.
And the announcer says something like, "Have your man smell like a man, or
no
something.
No way.
No, I'm serious.
Every time, that's not in the demo, because I scored touchdowns, and I didn't get that.
Well, did you get stopped inside the 20, though?
Yes, I believe I did.
Okay. It comes up with, like, maybe you have to get in there two times, because it does come up and say, like, red zone history. But it happened to me. I've played one game so far, and I heard the Old Spice theme four times.
You got to be kidding me! The game seemed
humorous,
pretty good, though.
Yeah, the game. I like it so far. It seems way over my head on all the online stuff you can do, and all the Madden coins, and Ultimate Team, and all that stuff. I mean, I'm just the type of guy that plays through and wins the Super Bowl with the Bengals, and then
they never play it
might
again.
Play a. Yeah, I might play a game or two online and get my butt kicked, but
I like what they did with the new game flow, where for people like me who don't know anything, it basically will just choose all the plays for you, and then, you know, you'll hear the coach explaining it to you while you're at the line.
Well, that's kind of
yeah,
cool.
It's nice. Yeah. It speeds up the game faster. Too.
Are you doing a fantasy draft so you can get ready for fantasy football?
There's that in the game, but so far I'm just playing a franchise mode.
Oh, okay.
And I'm waiting for the first day patch to come out, because I know T.O. is going to be on the Bengals in that patch. He's not on the disc.
Not on there yet? Okay.
No.
Did they do that for the Madden Arcade game? Is he in that? Is he on Buffalo in that game?
He would be on Buffalo probably. I don't know. They updated the rosters for Madden Arcade over the summer, so I don't know if he would be on that game anymore.
I was going to say, they need to update it again and fix that, I guess. I don't know.
But, yeah, I played on whatever the default difficulty was, and I scored 66 points my first game.
Oh, my God.
I had like, I think Ocho Cinco had 5 touchdowns in the first half.
Right.
So, and he does, he's only done one dance so far. He does like a combination of his river dance and like a Mexican dance. And the announcer gets really excited to say Ocho Cinco over and over again.
I do too, but, so I can understand it.
Exactly.
It seemed to me that, and I haven't, you know, I don't play a lot of Madden anymore. I mean, I used to play the, you know, the ones in the 90s, but it seems to be like when you're, you know, when you're on offense and the camera pulls back to show the field, like it, everything gets so small. Like you can hardly even see what's happening. No?
You got to know what you're looking for. I mean, I don't have that issue.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never had that issue either.
All right. I was just like, because it does, like the game does look really good and the tackles look really good. So realistic.
Do they still have those moments, you know, the team history moments kind of thing?
The Madden moments?
Yeah.
I have not seen them yet. Like, the menu for this thing is insane. Like, there's so many options.
They've always been bad. Madden menus have always been bad.
But I did look in the achievements, and there was one for winning a Madden moment in the Super Bowl or something.
I wonder if they fixed that yet. Because it's never been right. You know, it's always been...
I don't
know
if they can fix it. Because they've got to go through a lot of issues of people who have retired or no longer in the NFL.
Well, they're getting sued for that right now.
Exactly.
Was it 6,000 former NFL players filed a class action lawsuit against EA about using their likeness without permission? But even still, I mean, even for active players or at least trying to have the correct players on the field, I don't know, or just not do it. But whatever.
All right. What else we got?
I picked up Darksiders.
Cheap?
Cheap, $20 at the power sale thing at GameStop.
Power saver.
But whatever. Yeah, that too.
Power driver.
Power driver, pile driver, the pile driver sale at GameStop.
What do you think?
I'm not very good at it. I keep getting my ass handed to me on this. It's early in the game. That's what's worse. It's really early in the game. I'm on the broken street, and you have to fight this thing that only really hit. It hits me 3 times, and I'm dead. I'm like, wait, how many times am I? And there's no life bar above the enemy. It's like a little mini boss. So I don't know how many times I need to hit it to kill it. And I really don't want to spend 20 minutes dancing around something to kill it. Like, it just seems too long for a mini boss.
Did you try not sucking so much?
That's the other problem, is I kind of suck a lot.
Right. It was. Gave up.
Did you try it with your Grippets?
I have.
Did that help your game?
That's funny, I was going to bring it up. They are on my controller now, but I haven't played Darksiders since I put it on the...
I bet you're just going to destroy that boss.
I think so, too. I got in the mail. This was a very unexpected gift, because I didn't, you know, it's not something I asked for. I got a set of... I got Grippets from the Grippet Company.
Uh-huh.
They're little rubber thingies that go over your analog stick.
I'm looking at them right now on Amazon.
Yeah, they're like... I think they're $5 on Amazon. So far, I like them. I mean, they're actually quite comfortable. they sent me 2 pairs, one to put on my Xbox controller and one to put on my 360 controller, so...
You mean PlayStation controller?
Yeah, did I say my Xbox and 360?
Yes, you did.
My Xbox and my PS3, sorry.
I understand.
Yes.
Your PlayStation and your PS3, right?
Yes, my PlayStation and my PS3. But yeah, so far so good. I mean, actually, it's kind of cool. So, there you go.
Cool. I bought, believe it or not, this is not really multi-platforming, but I don't know where else to put it since we don't do a PC section. But I bought StarCraft 2. I bought it on Battle.net.
You bought a boat?
That's StarCraft is a boat?
I think so.
It's also, I was walking down the street the other day and I saw a StarCraft minivan.
Yeah, it's a line of minivans and like mobile home type things.
Yeah, I was like, oh, StarCraft. It doesn't look at all like StarCraft. So I used to play the original StarCraft. I played original StarCraft, when the game came out, and I really liked it. I played a lot online, mostly, and I had to stop playing it because I would just get so frustrated because you'd spend like 45 minutes building up your shit. You know, you get everything going. You got your battleships. You got your siege tanks. You got everything, your whole army set up. And then the guy you're playing with, you don't realize this, but he's way better than you. And then you just have to watch him destroy all your shit that you just spent the last 45 minutes building. And it just got too stressful for me. And I didn't like it. I only liked it when I won. And it just didn't happen enough. So I stopped playing it.
Do they have Grippets for StarCraft?
No, because it's mouse and keyboard. And I even went so far to like buy the strategy guide, and I can't even... That's the last time I bought a strategy guide, by the way, and I couldn't even tell you what the time was before that. But like, I would study like the tech trees. I was pretty into it. So I said, you know what? StarCraft 2 is out for Mac. I'm going to buy it. And it was certainly, you know, you just download it, and it was certainly easy to do. And I got to say, like, it is a lot of fun. And I think one of the nice things that they've done with this game over the one that came out 10 years ago is the single player campaign is much more involved. So like, there's RPG elements to it now where you earn money and you can unlock stuff and, you know, hire mercenaries, and there's involved cutscenes and involved story. It's much more of a single player game than the first game was. And it does teach you the game while you play, sort of, but there's only a Terran campaign and not the other two species. So, and they apparently they're going to release that later, and I'm sure it's not going to be free. So some people are upset by that, because $60 for a PC game is already $10 more than most other games, and it seems like they're holding back. But it's definitely very much a quality product. I did play one game online, and I lost, obviously. But supposedly, like, the matchmaking is really well done, and it takes your skill into account. But I think I'm just going to stick with the single player, and maybe with play against just people I know for the multiplayer. But I don't know. It even runs well on my 2-year-old iMac. Like, I can run it on medium settings, and I'm guessing that there's a difference between medium settings on the PC and medium settings on the iMac. But I don't know. I had fun with it, and, you know, for playing like 30 minutes at a time, it's good. And the campaigns are interesting. Like, the missions that they put you on are, you know, it's not just kill these guys. they give you interesting stuff to do. So definitely recommend it. Jon Snow was asking me, and maybe, you know, Shipwreck, you should pay attention. Wombat, maybe not so much. What? He was asking me, like,
still,
you know,
talking about StarCraft.
Shut up. It's important. It's an important game. It's important because it's making the Activision stock go up. that doesn't happen a lot. So he asked me, like, I don't like, you know, real-time strategy games, but I hear good things about this. Should I buy it? And the answer is no. It's still very much real-time strategy games make me stressed out because I have to pay so much attention to everything and there's so much going on at once. You know, am I going to hate this game? And chances are you might hate it. But I don't know. I like it. That's what I'm here to say. So there.
Good. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah, maybe you should buy it.
I would not like. Maybe no? I should. I don't think I would like that game.
Oh, that's cool. Though.
I don't like games that I have to. The same thing
if,
as what
if it's
John
if it doesn't
said.
Involve a bad movie
and 14 hours of torture
and a robot owl, he doesn't care.
I understand.
But I could play that 14 hours just like not paying any attention whatsoever.
Right. This you got to pay attention. They do have achievements. Got to say that. What else we got?
What are those good for?
Nothing.
Like achievements for that are just like in-game achievements? Or?
Battle.net, I guess.
Battle.net, okay.
It's a quality product. That's what
I'm
here
sure
to say.
I'm sure it is. It's just not for me.
Not your quality product. I'd like to see Wombat get into it and like become really good at it. That would be awesome. You could like really define yourself as a gamer, Wombat. This could be... Like if there's one game that you're good at and it's StarCraft 2, that's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I recommend devoting... Here's what I recommend for you, Wombat. I'm going to be your life coach now. Just devote all your free time to being awesome at StarCraft 2.
That's still only like an hour a week.
you're only 10 years behind the curve already.
Yeah, well, not that I'm bad at every game. Just a lot of them.
Yeah. The problem is, like, if you go on YouTube and you see, like, these people who are really good, like these Korean guys who are really good at StarCraft... And they show their hands moving on the keyboard and the mouse, and you see like all the stuff that's happening on the screen because they can move so fast. You'll probably never want to play it again. Yeah.
There's a very specific kind of game that I really like, and it just happens that that type of game hasn't been released in quite some time. You know, there's been Mass Effect 2, and right. Now I'm sitting around waiting for Fable 2 and Fallout. 3. Fable right. 3 and Fallout, right. Yeah.
And Mass Effect 3.
And Mass Effect 3. And they'll all come out, and then I'll have games to play again.
What about NBA Jam?
You know, I would get NBA Jam, but I'd rather spend $60 on the new NBA game and maybe get it for free.
But that's what's happening.
No.
Right. Well, so here's the thing. So EA, of course, announced that they're making NBA Jam for the Wii, and then people were hoping they're going to put it out on the 360 and the PS3. And sure enough, it is coming. But there's a but. But there's a but. It's only being included.
What, in the butt?
Yeah, there's, it's only being included with NBA Elite 11.
You're getting it in the butt, that's for sure.
Right, and so you have to basically, if you want to play NBA Jam on the PS3 or 360, you have to buy a new copy of NBA Elite 11, which is NBA Live. They changed the name. And it's not the full version that you get on the Wii. They're pulling out the, what the hell is it called? The Remix Tour.
The story mode. The 20 hours of all the stuff that has been so exciting to hear about. All the Magic Johnson boss battles and...
Oh, is that... See, I don't even know what that is. Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, yeah. Have you not seen the Magic Johnson boss battle? Where he actually is magic. He, like, transports himself around the court. He throws alley-oops to himself and everything. He
bleeds on you.
I knew Bombat was going to make an AIDS joke.
How could I not? I'm terrible.
I was going to try to think of one, but I said, Wombat's going to beat me to it anyway.
I know. So. I could just... he'll interview you poorly. How's that? Is that a good
joke? He'll sit in front of a TV camera and just bore everybody.
It says here that you host a game podcast. What's that like?
Yeah, that's pretty. That's a pretty good Magic impression right there.
Thank you. It's right up there with my Bill Cosby.
Yeah, no, that was good.
So,
I was impressed.
Mr. Cosby, what do you have going on next? Well, I gotta go with the thing and the flippity floop and the flu.
that's
great,
more entertaining.
Mr. Cosby.
That's better than his TV
commercial.
Show. Anyway, so basically, it comes down to this: if you were looking forward to playing NBA Jam on a real, you know, with a real controller, not on the Wii. You're going to have to buy NBA Elite for $60, and you're not going to get the same good version as the Wii.
Or you can get the Wii version and get the non-HD graphics, and pretty much, I don't think they've even announced online play yet on the Wii.
They haven't announced it officially, so the rumor is that it's in development.
It's so frustrating when they have a product there that so many people want. We just want the full version of NBA Jam on the 360 and PS3.
Right.
And I think you could charge $60 for it. I think that's your good NBA game.
I thought, yeah, they could maybe even, well, I don't know, $60.
Heck,
well,
throw an NBA Elite with NBA Jam.
Yeah, why would they not put in? Why would they save? Do they think that people are going to buy NBA Elite to play NBA Jam on the 360 and then go buy the Wii version also? Is that what they're hoping for?
No, I don't know what they know people that a lot of people wanted on the 360 and the PS3, and I think those people were going to buy it on the Wii possibly, but now that they've done this, I don't know what people are going to do.
It's really, I mean, did you see my chart that I made?
I did, yeah, your flow chart.
It was very clever.
I didn't put on the option, just realized that I left out that option of buy the Wii version and the PS3 version. Yeah, don't ask me why I made that.
I mean,
chart.
that was going to be my plan was to get the Wii version when it comes out, and then ultimately get the 360 version when it dropped as well. Like, because I really want to play this game, but if they're going to put it on 360 or PS3, give us the full version of it. This is just stupid.
It is stupid. I mean, no. I mean, the only people who win are the people who were just planning on buying NBA Elite anyway.
But yeah. But they don't even win because they don't get the full version.
They don't
of
get
Jam.
The full version. They got to figure that out. EA's, you know, they're outthinking themselves. They think they've come out with some sort of like marketing, super marketing strategy. But really, just sell people the game that they want to buy. You know, they'll pay you the money. Just make the game and people will pay for it. Don't get too tricky. People think that they're smarter than they actually are. That's
it doesn't show a whole lot of confidence in NBA Elite either.
Right. Right, it does not send a great message. Let's see what else we got here. What else we got, Wombat, here in this your news and stuff?
Well, I added this. Someone actually sent this to me. It was sent by Aries04 on Cheap Ass Gamer about Kurt Schilling, you know, moving his studios from Massachusetts to Rhode Island. And he brought this up, and I thought it was interesting, and it's mentioned, is how much, you know, they got a loan from the state of Rhode Island to move their offices there, basically to get video game companies there. And taxpayers aren't too happy about this.
Well, they didn't get a loan from the state of Rhode Island. They got Rhode Island, the state of, I mean, only if he defaults on the loan does he get that. It's, well, they get, it's they're basically like a co-signer.
It's a $75 million loan guarantee.
Right. So they're basically like a guarantor of the loan. So they're not loaning them the money. But if Kurt and pals default on the loan, then it's the Rhode Island tax holder.
Well, basically, it's a studio that's never released a game before. And if their first game tanks, if they ever release it, you know, that, I mean, there's a lot of, it's a bit, that's a big question. I'm not saying that, that 38 Studios isn't going to release a game or that, you know, they're going to release an MMO in a market
which
where,
is tough,
which is very tough. And if that game doesn't do well, the taxpayers of Rhode Island are stuck with this $75 million bill. You can't get, that's a lot of coffee milk.
Right.
That's What's a Rhode, coffee that, milk. That's a Rhode Island joke. Right now, coffee milk is the official drink of Rhode Island. Instead of making chocolate milk, they put coffee syrup in their milk. It's coffee flavored syrup. It's a Rhode Island thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, good hot dogs in Rhode Island too.
I had an interesting coffee drink the other day. It was milk with frozen coffee balls in it.
Like tapioca?
Yes.
Like bubble tea.
It wasn't frozen, excuse
like,
me.
Like bubble tea.
Yeah, bubble tea, but it was coffee balls.
Bubble coffee?
Yeah.
You want to hear something crazy? My wife bought fancy tea over the weekend. Ask me how much my wife spent on a pound of tea.
How much did your wife spend on a pound of tea? Not marijuana, right? Not slang.
No, not slang. Actual tea to make, you know.
How much?
Leaves and water.
How much?
$90.
What the hell is she thinking? What kind of tea was it?
It's like this fancy tea. She's got four different types. So she got
Chinese
a quarter
tea?
Pound. No, it's like it's this super tea. I don't know what it is. They bring it out to you in this huge tub and then they weigh it.
It's Does it like get a you whole high production. At least?
No, it just tea. It tastes like tea.
Right. Wow. Okay, a couple other news items really quick. EA has filed new trademarks for Syndicate. It looks like they're going to bring back Syndicate. I like that game. I used to play that game. You ever play that?
Not really.
Syndicate Wars, I used to
play. Yeah, really. I know the game, but...
Yeah.
I don't know how you'd make that today, though. That game doesn't really work today.
They'll find a way to screw it up.
Okay. But I did enjoy that game a lot. I played it a lot when I was younger. In my PC days. My PC glory days. And also, Activision announced that those Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 map packs sold 20 million. Right? That was just from Modern Warfare 2. Am I right? Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's the entire franchise. It's the entire Call of Duty franchise. Sold 20 million map packs. So $15 a piece, $300 million.
Some of them were cheaper than
that. Oh, some were 10.
And some were on sale.
Well, not were they ever on sale?
I don't know. Were they? I think so.
I don't know. The Modern Warfare 2 ones are all 15. I know that. And they were not on sale.
Just Modern Warfare or Call of Duty? Like Call of Duty 2 map pack?
It says Call of Duty franchise. Anyway, it's a lot of money. The point
still
is
a lot of money. It doesn't matter. Even at $1 a piece, a lot of money.
Let's say 200 or so million dollars on maps. That's a lot of moolah.
You could buy a lot of tea with that.
All right, let's move on to Sony. What do we got for Sony, Wombat?
I just wanted to complain about this because, you know, it's what I do.
Yeah.
So I haven't turned on my PlayStation 3 in a little while. And you want to know why? Because I know that if I do, it's going to be at least 2 to 3 hours before I get to play anything because updates take so long to download. Plus, I know the game that I want, that any game I'm going to want to play is going to have an update on it, and then I have to wait for that. So I'm just kind of burnt out by that situation.
It is amazing that it's been almost 4 years since the PS3 has come out. And here we are. They still haven't fixed this problem.
No, and it's a real pain. I literally have not turned it on for that very reason. And it's kind of a shame.
I don't think they can fix the problem.
There has to be something.
Well, they said,
I think that's just have to live with it. I think that's how the whole system is structured.
Well, they said that they're working on a way to fix the updates for the games. But the game updates don't take as long, right?
It depends. Yeah.
I don't know. It's pretty short-sighted.
I know. And on another note, Eye of Judgment PSP is now $15, or at least this week it's $15, and that's really tempting.
I said it before, and I'll say it again. You know, the Xbox 360 came out a year before the PS3, and sure, that gives Microsoft an advantage in a lot of ways, but it also gives Sony, like, some benefit as well. They can see all the stuff that works on the 360 and just copy it. And they didn't do that somehow. They forgot to do that. How do you forget to do that?
I don't know. Ask Kevin Butler. He's a real person, you know. He really works there.
He really works at Sony?
Yeah, he does.
Yep. Is that all we have for Sony? I haven't played anything.
Well, you guys played Family Feud.
With Family Feud, yes.
And I'll probably pick up Eye of Judgment this week.
Cell processor, baby. Family Feud.
There you go.
Let's move on to Microsoft. Quickly, I just wanted to bring up the Alan Wake DLC is now available for free if you bought the game new. I did play about a half hour, 45 minutes of it. It is hard. They jacked up the difficulty on this thing. There are a lot of enemies coming at you throughout this thing. My wife was watching me play, and I was like embarrassed because I just kept dying. And I thought to myself, okay, either one of two things happened. One, I forgot how to play the game in the last 2 months. Or two.
Right, that's what I thought to begin with.
Two, they just made the game a lot harder, and the answer is two, because everybody said it was harder.
Without giving away spoilers, there's some points where you're just going to want to run.
Yeah,
like you don't want to stick around and try to kill everybody.
When you're in the woods, you're going to want to run.
Let me tell you where I am, Ship, and it won't be much of a spoiler, really. But can you tell me how much I have left? I believe I'm in the boiler room.
Okay, you're about halfway, I would guess.
Cool. Well, it's a lot of gameplay in there.
Yeah, it's definitely worth the free.
It's a good count. All right, who bought Hydro Thunder Hurricane?
I didn't buy it. I got it
for
review.
No one bought it. Shipwreck got it.
I
got it for review. It's part of Summer of Arcade. And, do you guys like Hydro Thunder? Did you like the original?
I like the boat game that had guns on it. What was that game?
Crimson Sea?
No.
Bimini Run?
Or not Crimson
yes,
Sea.
Yes, yes. That's it. Wow, Wombat. That's it.
On the Genesis? That was the Genesis game.
Wait, maybe I'm wrong.
What was the one on Xbox? It was Blood?
No, it wasn't Xbox. It was before that, I think. Or it was a PC game. It was a PC game. I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay.
I'm going to Google. You talk about it. I'm going to look
it. Okay, look up the Xbox one too. I think it was Bloodwater or something like that. But Hydro Thunder Hurricane is a sequel of sorts to the original. It's a brand new game, but it still has all like the same old boats that were in the first one.
Right.
And some of the tracks are kind of inspired by tracks that were in the first one. And I don't know. It just feels very dated to me. They didn't really update the gameplay mechanics in a meaningful way. I think they actually took away some of the interesting mechanics that were in the first go-round.
Oh.
Like in the first one, you had to kind of like shift from forward to reverse real quick to get your boat to jump. And this one, they just have a jump button. Which makes things easier. Like it's not that Hydro Thunder is like a... The Hurricane is like a bad game. It's just, it's kind of boring to me. And I played some of the online, and my issue with the online is it all runs well, but at the beginning of races, it has everybody's gamer tags like up above their boats. And it's just very crowded on the screen. And if you haven't memorized every turn, you really can't tell where you're going.
You can't see.
So, yeah, you can't see. You're just hitting off other people's boats. And the boats don't really have... The physics to like the collisions isn't very good. So you'll hit somebody and then you'll just be like facing completely the wrong direction and have to reset your boat. And by that time, you're done. You're not going to win the race.
Right. Needs guns. Maybe.
In the first game, you could kind of like bash other people out of the way by using your boost at the same time. But now if you use your boost, you don't really knock them out of the way. You just kind of like run into them. So it doesn't really benefit you to do that.
Right.
So I don't know. It's okay. But it kind of brought me back to last week. Obi Ben asked us if we thought the games in the Summer Arcade would have been $15 if they came out any time of the year other than part of Summer Arcade.
Mm.
And after the first three games, these aren't $15 games. Limbo was good.
I'm not saying that I agree with you. They're not $15 games, but I think no matter when they would have been released, they still would have been priced at $15. Because that's just the way that marketplace is now.
Maybe.
It's pretty rough. I mean,
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, like.
And by the way, Wama, did you finish Limbo?
Yeah, I finished Limbo. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. That you hadn't finished it by the time.
Oh yeah, no, I finished it like the next day after we did the last show.
Yeah, yeah. There's not much.
No,
there's not much there.
No, and I actually talked about it at my big round table, luminaries of the gaming industry lunch that I had last week. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who was there?
I don't know if I'm allowed to tell.
Oh, all right. Was David Jaffe there?
Yes, it was me, David Jaffe, Cliffy B, uh-huh. Yeah. Dennis Dyack,
Peter Molyneux,
and Kevin Pereira moderated.
Kevin Pereira moderated your lunch?
Uh-huh. It was weird because he wasn't invited, but he just kind of showed up, and he just helped, he helped smooth things out.
He was pouring drinks.
Exactly.
So now that we've all finished Limbo, like, do you think it's maybe a little bit overrated?
Well, here's the thing with Limbo. The thing with, it's a very good game.
Yes.
The first hour is amazing. The first hour is a very cohesive experience with a unique art style that really draws you into something. After that, it kind of falls apart into just a series of random puzzles with a really cool art style.
Right.
Unless you disagree with me. But there's a cohesiveness, and I mean, are we doing spoilers now on this game?
It's not really a spoiler.
No, don't. I mean,
it's hard to
It's hard to spoil a game.
Yeah, unless you're going to give away solutions to puzzles.
No, I'm not going to give away solutions, but, there's that first section, that outdoor section, that involves a more organic character, a more organic foil in everyone's
the spider.
The spider. Everyone's seen the spider.
It's in the main screenshot for the game. I think you give away the spider.
But you don't just, it's not just one puzzle getting past the spider. It's a series of puzzles involving this spider, and there's a cohesiveness to it. And once you pass the spider, there's a little bit more that even alludes to the spider before you get to the next section, which takes you to that more indoorsy, industrial feel. But I never felt a cohesion to that industrial scenario, which is really two-thirds of the game, if not more, like I did in that outdoor section. And I think there's actually something, to sound sappy, but there's something somewhat magical about that section, that first section of the game, where there's a cohesion. It's very seamless and fluid. It's a minimalistic in its storytelling, but there's still something there. And then once you get past that, I think the game really rests on its laurels after that, where, the developers are like, okay, we made this hour and it's great, but now we got to make some puzzles that can continue this, sustain this for a couple hours. I guess, and the storytelling aspect of it kind of went out the window. But
Well, there was no storytelling. But I know you make a good point about the spider, and I didn't really actually think about it until you just brought it up. But yeah, that did help bring, when there is no story to the game, and there is no story to the game. People say, oh, you're in there rescuing your sister. You would never know that unless you visited the website. It doesn't tell you that anywhere in the game. You'd have no idea. You see like a shadow of a female figure at the beginning of the game, and that's basically the entire story. There's not even any text or anything. Like Super Mario Brothers is like, an epic tale compared to this. But yeah, you're right. The spider thing kind of brings it together, and then it's over. That part's over pretty quickly. Something else like that would have probably been greatly appreciated.
Exactly.
But you look through these reviews, and it's like, you know, people are calling the game like terrifying. It's, you know, intelligent horror. Like, I didn't think the game was scary at all.
I don't get that at all. Like, unless you have some really like heavy case of fear of spiders.
Right.
Really, really bad.
Even that's only the beginning.
This game is, right. Or do you have a fear of crates?
There you go. Or gravity. Fear of gravity.
I mean, I totally recommend the game, and I really liked it, and I was happy to support the developers and all that. But let's just be realistic a little bit about the game. You know, it's not, you know, a stunning masterpiece of game development. They took a really big risk, and it paid off, I think. And in fact, it was the best-selling Xbox Live Arcade game of the week.
I know. Well,
don't you
that
think every week the best Xbox Live Arcade game is going to be the oh wait, it beat out Hydro Thunder.
Yeah, okay. It beat out Hydro Thunder.
Hydro Thunder was number two.
Yeah,
I checked the arcade games. Like literally like 2 days ago. I was curious, so I checked the leaderboards. It has sold approximately 230,000 copies.
That's great. I'm glad.
Yeah, and it's deserving. It's a very good game.
It is. It's just not.
Yeah, I just wish that the game continued past that first hour.
Right. It's really like most people gave it a perfect score.
But you know what game did like? I'm segueing.
What's that?
I liked Platformist Castle Payne on the Xbox Live Indie arcade area for $1.
Yeah, you told me to buy it, and I did.
I know. I told you and I told Shipwreck. Did you guys both play it?
I did.
What'd you think?
I did.
I liked it. It was fun. For $1, I'll get anything. And it seemed like, you know, well, why don't you explain the game to people really quick?
Yeah, the game takes place, I mean, if you zoom out, it's actually very similar to Castlevania in this sense, where it takes place in this one kind of, almost a giant picture. And you push the X button to zoom in and out of where you are on your character, and you push the A button to jump, and that's it. And the whole point is to get from point A to point B within this picture frame. There's only one level, but if you play each difficulty kind of adds new things to each level. The first time I played it, I died a bunch of times, and I think it took me about, I don't know, a half hour to beat the game on easy once I got through it. But it's fun. I mean, it has this 8-bit kind of art style to it, which is kind of cool. The main character walks, his walking is kind of awkward, where it looks more like he floats than he walks. But for a buck, I kind of look past it. And some of the traps are actually relatively clever. The last one kind of I thought was a little frustrating, but other than that, I mean, it's a good game for $1.
What's the difference between easy and medium mode? You told me you finished it on easy. Didn't get near
medium. I beat easy mode in about 8 minutes, I think, the first time through, and then medium mode it took me right around 8 minutes again, so it's not that much different. But it does. It adds in some more, like spiked elements or buzzsaw elements,
and
it speeds up some of the platforms and like fire that shoots out and stuff like that. So it's the same type of thing. It's just a slightly harder.
Yeah, and I played a little on hard just to see what was different on hard. And hard adds more spinning blades in the floors and adds more to what's already there. Like there's like 4 enemies in the water as opposed to just one.
Well, okay, so Platformance Castle Pain on Xbox Indie Games. It's $1. And speaking of indie games,
did you play it?
I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What'd you think?
I liked it. I played it on medium. I thought it seemed like it was, for $1, it seemed like it was quite well done. And I only played on medium, and I was having trouble getting very far. I lasted about... The ghost kept getting me.
Yeah, well, it's if you take too long, the ghost will get
you.
Yeah,
I took too long. But I liked it. It's interesting. It was for $1. I can't say don't buy it. Also for $1 is Kissy Poo. If you're looking for a game for your toddler, they'll have a lot of fun with this.
Everybody dancing time.
Do a little dance because it's dancing time. You should probably buy that game for $1. There's a video of my kid playing it on the front page of KAG, which people seem to like. So check that out. And yeah, and if you want to play Modern Warfare 2, there's a demo on Xbox Live.
Yeah, they released the demo for Modern Warfare 2 today.
Right, in case you didn't know anything about the game.
I thought that was funny. That's why I put it on there.
Yeah. Okay, what do we got for Nintendo?
I've been playing a couple things on Nintendo platforms. I don't know. You guys haven't, right?
No.
No, but one of the games you've been playing, I kind of want to play because you've been talking to me about it, and now I'm interested.
Would that be Arkrise Fantasia?
No, it would not.
No. No, you don't want to play that game. That game's not very good. Arkrise Fantasia, it's kind of... Like, I thought it was going to be okay because screenshots for it looked all right, and it's a Japanese turn-based RPG, and there's not that many of them on the Wii, actually. But... This is just so dated. The dialogue's really bad. The voice acting's really bad. The combat's okay. I mean, it's typical turn-based type stuff, but I don't know. I'm about an hour into it, and I just don't know if I can keep going on that one. But the one I am enjoying is Dragon Quest IX for the DS. That is a very good game. I think I'm about 12 hours into that. And what I really like about that game is the customization for the characters. And it's done in the same art style. It's done by the guy who does the Dragon Ball Z stuff. So it's that type of anime art style. And it's very cute and everything. But you get all these different... you can buy or find all these different items to put on your characters. And not only do they show up in the turn-based battles, but they also show up while you're running around the overworld. So it's very cohesive in that manner. It's just a fun game. I think if you're interested in it, Wombat, I definitely recommend picking it up.
I do have a lot of credit at the GameStop.
I mean, it's very much a traditional Japanese RPG. So,
but it's traditional in the sense of Final Fantasy I traditional, not Final Fantasy XIII traditional.
Correct.
Yeah.
And they took away the random encounters, so you see all of the enemies on the overworld, and if you run into them, then you battle. So
no
you're not
surprises.
Just constantly,
you know,
yeah, just going through battles.
Back in the day, I played me some Final Fantasy I. I enjoyed that
and
game.
The story is actually pretty decent. It's not as cliche as most of these games. Like, you're not a young boy who's lost his memory. And go out to save the world. It's not quite that story.
Is it kind of Pokemon-y as far as gameplay goes?
No, not at all. It's class-based, like, so instead of like at least I haven't found any specific characters. I don't think you do that in this game, like for your party. You have a party of four and you go and say, hey, I want a mage, or I want a thief, or I want a minstrel for my party.
You want a menstruate for your party?
Yes. That comes in very... That attracts the monsters to you.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But so you just pick out those characters and you name them, and then you just level them up and everything. So it's not anything quite like Pokemon. Like, you're kind of sticking with the same characters unless you want to change them out and level up some new characters, but... I'm 12 hours in, and I don't think I'm anywhere close to being done with the game. Like, they keep telling me I get all these items, and it keeps telling me I should use alchemy on them, but I still don't have the alchemy pot. I don't know if I missed that somewhere, but...
When you come to Tokyo in the fall, we can go to the Dragon Quest bar.
That sounds okay, I
guess. Or not. Or like we can just walk. Or we can just walk by the Dragon Quest bar, and I can point to it.
I can bring my DS and get all the... whatever you do with the multiplayer in this game.
I don't know.
Like it's got the thing where if people have theirs open, then you can, they talk to each other and you get maps and stuff or something.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, we'll look at the bar.
Good enough.
We'll watch people line up outside it.
It's a good game. I like cool. it.
Excellent. I bought, moving on to iPhone, iPad, whatever, I bought Zenbound 2, which is a universal game, so it works on both the iPad and the iPhone for your $3. That's the game where you wrap stuff up with rope. Have you ever played that, Chip?
I have not. Oh. How do you wrap stuff up with rope?
There's like an object on the screen, like a wooden sculpture, and then they give you a big length of rope. And you basically move the object around with your finger, and you have to cover it up with the rope. It's pretty interesting, actually.
This is kind of like Cup and Ball, it sounds like to me.
Nah.
This is not like Cup and Ball. Some frontier game that somebody gave their kid something.
Oh, yeah. He's a rope. Maybe. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Have
yeah,
fun.
Kind of like that. Yeah. Here's a piece of wood and a rope and a nail. I'll see you in an hour. It's pretty cool. And for $3, it looks really nice. And for $3, get it on both your devices if you have them. Let's roll right into the keg bag.
Well, before we do that, I just want to go through. This is just because we're on Twitter also. So yeah, today on Twitter, I thought it'd be fun because we talked about this last week and it took up a lot of the comments, was about fatalities and Mortal Kombat. So I asked our listeners, if we were all characters in Mortal Kombat, what would our fatalities be? And I told our listeners I'd read the best answers on the air. Dan Napolitano said, Cheapy would drop a Japanese toilet on someone. Ship would hail a girls' basketball team to pummel you, and I would swing a 5-pound lobster.
That would be good.
I think that would.
Those are all good.
Yeah. Louis Dog says that I would bore them about. I would bore them with details about an obscure Marvel character, and Shipwreck's hair would turn to fire and ignite the enemy.
That is good.
Yeah. Rep21 says that Cheapy's fatality would be ripping out my heart while saying, I don't really know you.
Not friendship.
No
friendship.
No friendship. Randy Alderson says that you would blow toxic pot smoke in the opponent's face. Shipwreck would build a jet and crash it into the opponent, and I would summon a swarm of wombats.
These are good.
They are
I like
good.
This
no,
game.
This is fun. I said it's just something fun. Let's see. Where's another good one? Cheapy would throw 2 Star of David Ninja Stars, cut off the head, and take the victim's wallet. Which,
oh my God.
I don't know why you would take their wallet.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of a Jew thing.
We like money.
Kevin Doc says that Shipwreck would cut the opponent into little pieces, then label each piece and file it into a spreadsheet.
Anality.
What's funny is that how many people, even Slider Wave goes, mine would be the lobster claw crotch crunch, the CBD promise noxious vapor, and Shipwreck would have the spreadsheet strangle. Lots of mention of Shipwreck in
spreadsheets.
Yep.
It's a deadly weapon.
Yep. And lots of mentions of you in giant toilets. Walt J mentions the toilet. Walt J also mentions crashing a boat for Shipwreck, and I would turn myself into a baby and hold a sign that says "Wants free stuff."
That's good. I like those.
Yeah, this.
I like the one where Shipwreck cuts people up and labels them.
And I know that's that one's pretty.
Yeah, that's
funny.
That's pretty good. And then fainality. I faint after that.
Yeah.
Faint. Faintality.
Here's one from someone on Facebook. Cheapy would perform a final duty on them. Shipwreck would slam dunk a ball through their head, and I would monologue at you for a half an hour with an angry critique rant before the player turns off the console.
I like it. I'm in.
Let's get this made.
Yes.
Get this shit done.
Brad,
was Ed Boon at your meeting on this week?
Yeah.
Is he in there?
Yes. That's this is the fun stuff I do. You would murder with words, perhaps boring us to death with a review.
That's
sweet.
All right, let's. Those are good. Good job, Amber.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you, everybody, for those contributions. Keg bag questions. This is funny. Macklershed has a question for you, Wombat. He says, when Cheapy mentioned that there's a new CAG mobile style and that it works with most mobile phones, you gave what sounded like an embarrassed laugh and mentioned your Samsung Reality. I'm kind of nervous about this, as that's the phone I just purchased. Is there something wrong with it? Have you had bad experiences? Just wondering what the embarrassed laughter was for.
The embarrassed laughter is because you two always make fun of me for having a Samsung Reality and not an iPhone like you cool dudes have. But actually, for you know, what you get, I mean, it cost me maybe $50, and I think now it's $20. For that price, it has a very good email functionality, as well as the ability to go on Twitter and Facebook and, you know, use Instant Messenger. So if that's all you're really looking for is a phone that you can use as a phone, and check your email. I could check my personal and work email from it, and I could, you know, chat on Instant Messenger and update my Facebook and Twitter. If that's what you're looking for, you don't want apps, but if that's what you're looking for $20 and it has a keyboard, it's not, you know, I don't like pushing screens. It's, you're going to be happy with it, especially because you get better service with Verizon than AT&T anyway. So
the network actually works.
Yeah, the network is actually much better, and it's a 3G phone. It, you know, it's good for what, you know, if it,
it keeps it real.
Exactly. Thank you.
Right, it's the reality.
It's the reality, but it's decent. It's a it's a fine phone.
All right. OMGFD Brunt 5 says, how do you guys feel about Halo Reach? Will Microsoft actually let a cash cow like Halo simply disappear after one final game? Surely a TV series is already being planned. No. Halo's not going anywhere. Bungie's just not making the game anymore. That's Bungie's last Halo game. Microsoft owns Halo. So someone else is going to be making that game.
Yeah,
but I did watch
343 Studios, isn't that what it
is? Right, they set up a whole company to make the Halo stuff. Did you watch, I don't know if you guys watch this, but there's a video up about the Forge World for Halo Reach. Have you seen that? No, that's a lot of silence right there. Basically, if you remember the Forge from the other game, it was, you know, an area where you can make your own levels. Well, they did a lot of work. I recommend you go, you watch this video, but they made like a really, really big world where you can build your levels. You're not just confined to like this one small area like you were last time. And they've taken a lot of the feedback from the community to make it much easier and let you do more stuff with it. It looks really cool. It looks like a lot of fun. So, Forge World, number one. SSSSSSS.
I think it's just
says. Or so many games come out with overwhelmingly bad reviews. Why don't publishers go to reputable game reviewers about 6 months in advance of a release date and just ask them what the game needs and what can be polished? This could probably fix a lot of things that are minor annoyances in good games and instead make them great games. Well, I mentioned N-Guy earlier, and that's what he does now. Now he's a consultant. That's what he does. So I guess you can't really go to like somebody at IGN and do that. That's not their job. I mean, I guess they could hire. I mean, I don't know how IGN would feel if one of their employees was doing this like on the side.
Well, if you're a freelancer, then there's no conflict.
If you're a freelancer, you can do whatever you want.
I mean, we know some of the console companies, when they're working with third parties, they have people that do this, that try to help them out and make their
games
better.
That's what Rock Solid Audio does. That's what Nick Suttner does. It's his job. Right. But, yeah, so there are people doing that, but, you know, maybe sometimes they don't get to these guys in time. Like, they don't get them early enough in the game development so that they can fix a lot of this stuff, and by the time they do contact these people, they can only fix, like, certain things, not, like, core gameplay elements. But, yeah, M. Bradley, that was a good question. Oh, no, I'm sorry, SSSSS.
Oh, this just in. Big what? News.
Yeah.
Fable 3 will not include Kinect functionality at launch. That's what Engadget and Joystick is reporting.
Excellent. That's good news.
That is. Woohoo. Okay, here's a relationship advice question.
Yeah, I think this is a good one. Ask the one from M. Bradley. Okay. This should close out the show.
Okay. M. Bradley, 1992. Hey, guys. CAD guys. I love the site and the show. Have been with you for 2 years now. Never missed a CAD cast. Guns, guns, guns. CatCast is playing tonight. I never miss a show. What movie is that from? Come on. Anyone? Sorry. I won't tell you. I was wondering if you guys could give me a little help. I just went through a breakup with my girlfriend of 3.5... He says, of 3.5 years. I don't know.
Well, maybe they went out for 3 years, broke up, and went out for a half a year.
Okay. Since then, games have had no real meaning for me. I've tried to play 7 or 8 games, everything from Explosion Man to Zelda to DJ Hero, and I just don't care about whatever it is I'm playing. I was wondering if you guys have ever had this kind of problem, and what did you do to snap yourself out of it and enjoy your passion again? Thanks, and keep up the awesome work. Wombat, it sounds like you have some killer advice here.
Well, girls don't break up with me, so I can't really relate too much.
Right. But what about when you dump girls?
Oh, well, when I dump girls, I usually feel bad for about a half hour.
Right.
And then, you know, I find a new one. But right. This is my advice for you, my friend, Milton Bradley. What you want to do is find another girl. plain and simple. Like, isn't that really what you need to move on? If it's over and it's really over forever, then you can't dwell on the depression of not having someone there. You need to move on. You need to find someone new. You need to hang out. What you may actually want to try and do is play games with other people, like actual, you know, your real life friends, even male friends. This is fine. But, you know, crack open a couple of beers and sit on the couch, maybe get Super Street Fighter or something, and play games with other people. I think the important thing is that you need to stay social. And I think that by introducing a social aspect to your gaming and making that fun in a different way, that'll probably bring back. You mentioned DJ Hero, maybe Rock Band or something, but like everything you mentioned is a single player game, and I think that's the problem. You're dwelling too much on the single and not too much on the multi, on the social. Invite some friends over, play some games together, play some party games, and you'll enjoy gaming again, and you'll actually start enjoying more things again. So go out, hang out with your friends, and that is my advice.
Wow. That was a powerhouse session right there. I was sort of confused that why those two things were related.
That he couldn't. They're not. He's just depressed because of the girl stuff.
Right.
Which is why he really needs to just, he needs his friends.
Right. Do you have any friends?
I have like two.
Hopefully you have some friends. No, not you.
Like two.
All right. I guess that's it. Are we done?
We're done. We're out.
All right.
We outy.
Well, thank you everybody for listening. I want to remind you to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/GPD, twitter.com/wombat5277, and twitter.com/shipwreck. And of course, we've got video game deals and UK game deals if you want to get that stuff on Twitter. Also, please review us on iTunes because it helps us a lot with the rankings, and subscribe to us on iTunes. And you can check out my newly designed YouTube channel, youtube.com/GPD. I finally got partner status after many, many years. So Whip Smart Banky made me a nice banner, and you should look at it. It's pretty. And of course, we want to tell you about the GoDaddy coupon codes for your domain registrations and website hosting. 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registrations with coupon code CAGDOMAIN at GoDaddy.com. That's it. Thanks for listening. See ya.
Bye.
Bread's done. Kissy love, love, love. Happy, happy, kissy, kissy, love, love, love. I'm on a quest, I feel my best. These animals need to be love. Happy, happy, kissy, kissy, love. Dance time. You a little dance, because it's dancing time. You a little dance, because it's dancing time. Do a little dance, because it's dancing time. Do a little dance, because it's dancing time.